Blog Talk Radio.
Clean out the stuff that belongs to you if you were to get fired today or if you were to quit today? How long would it take you? Because some people decorate their workspaces. You know, some people at their jobs, at their in their offices or whatever, they have pictures up, they have plaques up, they have certificates up, they have diplomas up, things like that. They have things that they brought from home. Things that make their workspace more like their home space, makes it more comfortable for them. And then there are some people who, maybe because of their status, maybe because of their distrust or their feelings about the way that the job is going, maybe they know that they're not going to be there for a long time, so they don't bring any personal items to work. So in the event that they have to go really quick, even if they don't have to go back to the office, it ain't no big deal because they didn't leave nothing behind. I had a job. Well, we're going to get into all of that. We're going to get into all of that. But think about, these are the things I want y'all to think about as we soldier on, as we get into it, as we get into it and get involved. These puzzle pieces right here, we going to solve. It's the Daily Go Get a Business Show, y'all. What you take with you and what you leave behind. We're going to talk about relationships, too. Because a lot of times when people get in and out of relationships, they accumulate things when they get in those relationships. And if you have to make a quick exit in your relationships, let's say if you're in a cohabitation situation, you know, if you had to leave right then and there, like, I'm not going back there. Like in the event of domestic violence, where you said, I'm not going back in that house, or I'm only going back once, what would you be willing to leave behind if you had to leave something behind? Or what would you make sure that you took with you no matter what? Even if the building was burning down, what would you take with you? So that those are the things. That is the kind of stuff that we're going to be talking about tonight on the daily go get up. So let's get it popping. I see that my brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Good to see me some you. Thanks for coming on through, my brother. I like no other Ann Carroll Chamber, let me favorita. It's always good thing to greet you and to see you on another day, see you in another way. You know how we do and how we play. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. What is your daily? Go get him is a show. We do this every single day, every single day, every day. We'll do the same. We break it down, y'all. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. The daily go get him in the show all up in your area, and it's going down. How y'all feeling, man? I hope y'all feeling like real men and real women should today. I know I am. You think I'm not when I am. You think I'm just running scam. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. All right, y'all. So, yeah. What you leave behind and what you take with you. Or should I say, what you take with you and what you leave behind. You know, like, hey, there's some things that we make sure that we don't leave behind in any situation. You know, some people have some items that are so valuable to them that they make sure that no matter where they go, they make sure that those things come with them. You know, where'er you may go, you make sure that that shit goes with you. I had a girlfriend. She had this security pillow that she had since she was a baby. Well, that's what she said. At least since she was a little girl. And that same pillow went with her to college as an adult. And I'm like, yo, she don't sleep without that pillow on some Linus blanket type shit. And I've met people who actually have a blanket. So wherever they lay their head, they take that blanket with them whenever they go on vacation, whenever they go to spend the night at a place or something like that, they make sure that they take that fucking blanket or that pillow or whatever. That's how they do. And they find it hard to function at night as far as getting to sleep if they don't have it. Now, you may have known people who have had this type of thing going on, but you may not have noticed. It may have been one of those things that you just sort of, you know, peeped in passing, but you didn't peep the science of it. And now that is being brought to your attention, you're like, you know what? Oh, yeah. It sure is. It sure was. Miss Lady, what's going on, Miss Lady? That looks like Angela Craig. It might be, it might not. How y'all doing, ma? Good to see me, some you on the Instagram side too. All right, so that's what we're talking about tonight, y'all. What you take with you and what you leave behind. What you take with you. And what you leave behind. Man, listen, we're going to get into this hot and heavy. You know what I mean? We're going to get real. It's going to be very real tonight. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. What we got? Ba, 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 ba. Ba, 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 ba. Diggy, diggy, dang, diggy, dang, dang, dang. All right, let's get it popping. Yeah. So what are some of the things? All right, let's break it down. Let's break it down. Let's do it by topic. Let's take work. Let's do the work thing first. At your job, do you decorate your workspace and personalize it? Is that what you do? Do you personalize your workspace at work? If you have an office job and you work in a cubicle, is your cubicle your cubicle? Do you have pictures? Do you have things from home, plaques? Do you hang things on your wall, wherever they may be? Do you have stickers and stuff? You know how, like, at people's homes, they have stickers that go on the refrigerator, stuff like that. Do you have things in your cubicle? Or if you have an office, if you have a desk, is your desk full of your personal stuff? Do you have a picture of your boo, a picture of your kids, picture of your family, things that you did, vacation stuff? Yo, vacation stuff, you know, stuff that has your name on it. Do you have a nameplate, personalized nameplate? Do you have little jokes and stuff, you know, that you hang up? Miss Lady, talking about something. I don't have a job. Mm-hmm. Well, when you had a job, you know what I mean? But seriously, do you personalize things at work? Because some people do, a lot of people do, and some people don't. You know, like, I remember I was getting car insurance, and I went to this little car insurance place. This little spot up in Maplewood Mall in Germantown. You know, for those of y'all who are not from Philly, well, for the ones who are from Philly, it was in Maplewood Mall. You know, Maplewood Mall is between Green Street and Germantown Avenue. So little mall has little boutique-y type of stores in it. And you know what I mean? You'll miss it if you ain't, like, if you don't have any obvious business there, you won't think about Maplewood Mall. You'll look at it like that's just the name of that part of the street. And it's not. The street is actually RMAT. But nonetheless, Maplewood Mall is there. So there was this little insurance place, and it was a white girl who worked there. And I was going in there to get insurance. And the first thing I noticed when I went to the insurance joint, I sat at a desk. You know, she gave me a quote and all of that. And I noticed some pictures. She had like two or three kids. And they was black. And I was like, mm-hmm. Kids is black. So you look at her, her kids. To me, she was obviously waving the flag like, I'm down with Brown. You already know. You see these kids. So if you want to holler, holler. Of course I didn't holler. Like, I got it. But she personalized her desk. I remember that shit. She had her shit personalized. It was all kinds of pictures and stuff like that. Things that related to her. And I was like, I had my own business at the time. I had no pictures up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking like, that's cool. It is. It's cool. This is your shit. So let's say if you out sick, out on vacation, out on a personal day, whatever, if somebody sits in your space, they're going to understand that that's your space. Maybe your chair is a certain kind of way that you want it. So you come back to work and somebody, you know, put your chair up or dropped it down, you know somebody been sitting at your desk. Like, yo, who's sitting at my desk? Somebody sleeping in my bed. You know? So do you do that at work? Do you personalize your space? Is that a good look? Miss Lady says you did. Okay, that's cool. That's what's up. I see my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming on. Now, it's always good to see you. That's why I always give you a shout. And Cherry, yo, the story varies. Yo, it's good to see you here. It's Cinderella day today. Well, it's the woman day today with fame. Cinderella day today. Well, it's the woman day today with fame. What's going on, day today? What's going on? What's going on? All right. Ansel Jones says, blood, sweat, and tears for those. Memories are good. I want the physical awards. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, I don't take too much so I can grab my stuff and go. I know what you mean. Ansel says, only thing I want is military awards. Okay. Hold on. All right. Okay. Emily says, my last job, because of the job, I only had my cell phone, headset, charger, and personal fan. And I took it home daily except for the fan. Cherry says, I don't have too much. I used to value things once. I lost material things due to breakups and bad decisions. I realized that they lost their value to me. People are more important. Stacey Yvette White holding it down for the D. What's going on, Stacey? Stacey, good to see me from you. No doubt. And it's true. Yeah, so even if you don't personalize your space at work, that doesn't mean that you don't have personal items there that have to come with you before you leave. Or when you leave, you may take them home every day, or you're definitely going to make sure that nobody gets a hold of those items when you leave. Like, no, I don't. Listen, it's going to be a problem here if I don't get a chance to get my, like, that's not, y'all didn't pay for that. That's not your shit. It don't have your name on it. I had it before I came here. I'm not leaving. Your security is going to walk me up to my old office. My old cubicle, my old locker, whatever. I'm getting my shit. So, you know, it's reasonable to me. But how long would it take you, like, if you're working and you have personalized your space, or if you haven't, just think about it. If they told you that, listen, we're terminating your position, you're fired, basically. You know, you can make an appointment to clean out your desk or whatever the case may be. How long would it take you? And I got to thinking about this. Like, one job that I had, my man knew that the job was firing people all the time, particularly around the holidays, Thanksgiving. They would be marching people out there, and they didn't let people come back and clean out their own desk. They would have whatever coworkers were left, they had to clean out the desk, and then you made an appointment to give it to them, you know, to get with them in order to get your shit. I didn't think that was cool. Because it's like, first of all, somebody else shouldn't be responsible for your shit. And more than likely, if they're cleaning out your cubicle or your desk or whatever, it's because you trusted them at the job. So it kind of makes it kind of like personalizes them to take responsibility for your shit. That ain't cool. I didn't like the way that job terminated people, but there was this one boy who worked there, and that was my man. My man Trevor was Jamaican, but you really couldn't tell his accent. You know, he was a good dude. He was an engineer at the job. Matter of fact, I mean, Trev, if you ever come across this show, because I never told him I had a show, but if you ever come across this show, holler at me. He was a good dude. But Trev told me, he said, listen, man, when you come by my cubicle, you're going to notice that you don't see nothing there that belongs to me only. He said, I don't bring no pictures or nothing like that because I know the way they do around here, and I don't, you know, I'm not going to have nobody bagging up all my stuff to come get me. And about 3 years later, maybe two years later, they did fire Trev. And I remember that, like, because he used to always tell his manager, like, listen, man, don't do me like that. I got to come all the way out here, come all the way into the city from the burbs. And I don't need to come all the way in here just so y'all can tell me that I can't park in the lot and that you know, I have to come get my stuff later and all that kind of stuff. Don't make me have to come down here for what? I felt him on that. Like, he was like, nah. Let me know that I can stay my ass home. I'm not going to mess up y'all. I know y'all want y'all laptop back. I'm not going to steal y'all laptop or erase all of the stuff off of it for what? You know, y'all could blackball me over that. So don't let me come all the way down here just so y'all can send me back home mad as shit. I'm like, I feel you, Trevy Tread. And he made an impression on me. He did. He made quite an impression on me. And it was like, after that, I didn't personalize my shit either. Like, yeah, I'm good. So whatever, if you ever see my office, you ain't going to see no pictures. You ain't going to see nothing. I couldn't get in a heartbeat. I got a couple of jackets, a couple of coats in my closet. You know, that kind of shit. But because of that. Because you just never know. But his example was a logical example. He watched all of his friends. He worked there for like 15 years or more. And he was like, yo, man, it used to be so many people here. People used to be dying to work at this job. It was like they was giving money away. It was great. But the money is drying up, and you can tell that it is by the way they're acting around here. What's going on, Keisha Bruton? KB, Keisha B is all up in the house. Good to see you, Ma. Thanks for coming on through on this fabulous Friday, Flashback Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Cherry says, I'm feeling much better every day. That's what's up. My son was on the cover of the front page of the Daily News today, giving back to the community. The same one was coughing up blood 2 weeks ago. Wow, I'm grateful. COVID shit crazy. It is. It's crazy as fuck. But I'm so glad you're getting better. That's a good look. Nars Hill says, ever since I had my clothes stolen, brand new jeans from a Mick gig once, I chose to carry only what I wore. Okay, cool. All of that's reasonable. All of that's reasonable to me. So, yeah, you know, but how long would it take you to clean out your space? Do you think you could do it in 10 minutes? Would it take an hour? Would you be there half a day? Hey, the longer you stay at a job, you start accumulating shit, especially shout out to people who work at their job who think that they are so valuable to their job that they can never get fired. I've heard so many people talk like that over the years, and I'm like, they always got fired. That's number one. They always got fired. But they, for the people who really feel like they bring so much value to their position at a job, man, these jobs don't give a fuck about you. And listen, the beat goes on. They was in business before you came through, and they'll be in business after you. If for no other reason, that they didn't know, the longer you work at a job, the longer you're teaching the job how to work. You know? You done gave them your whole style, son. You done gave them your whole style. You didn't give him your whole scale. But yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's something to think about. How long it would take me to clean out my job. I mean, clean out my office, clean out my space, clean out my cubicle, clean out my locker, clean out my whatever my workspace is. It's stuff there. It's stuff there. And you might want to think about if you couldn't get everything there and were not allowed on the premises again, who would you be able to trust to come to go and get your shit? Because you might have something personal at the job that is hidden away. Or something that you don't want anybody to find. Like, you know, just keeping it a buck. You might have something that belongs to the job that you was planning on taking with you. You may have had something that belongs to the job. It belongs to the company. But you was like, shit, I'm taking that shit. You may have really felt like you deserved it. I ain't mad at you. You know, you might have felt that way. You know, there's a lot like laptops and work phones. As soon as they fire you, they turn those things off. They do not want you to be able to go back in those contacts and sour their name or start bellyaching or take those contacts, you know, those connections. They don't want you to take those with you. That's supposed to be unethical. So they can fire your bum ass, but you can't redeem yourself because that would be unprofessional. Okay. Emily says, another job I had only had my personal snacks in my drawers. Okay. Also says, I had a driving job where my duffel bag stayed with me at all times. Forget using a locker. You was a duffel bag boy? My man Norris Hill was a duffel bag boy. You a duffel bag boy? Your son, you a duffel bag boy? That's what's up. Cherry says, that happened to me at a job. I was not prepared. Security had to walk me out looking for all my papers. I wrote my family budgets on. I was looking around, confused, grabbing dead plants. Never grabbing dead plants. One job I worked on, I raised this plant. I took care of this plant. That plant was dead. It was dead, and I brought that bitch back to life. Plant was loving me. It was growing new. It was sprouting new branches. And, you know, it was like a tree plant. As y'all can see, I like that kind of shit. I was taking this plant with me. I was like, I had already asked, like, yo, can I take this plant home? And they was like, nah. I'm like, why? They used to have a plant watering service. And they got cheap and discontinued that. Then I had to water the plants. So I was like, I water plants. I'm like, all right. More than plants. I want the plant. Because y'all don't care about it. Y'all would have let it die. They told me, yo, you can't have that plant. I was thinking like, okay, what I need to do is I need to get me a rope. A long rope. And I'll hang this plant over the balcony from the fire escape. And drop it down to the sidewalk, and I just walk out and take my plant with me. It was mine. Well, I never did that. I didn't get fired, and it didn't happen suddenly. So, but it's like I'm not gonna get blackballed and potentially cased up over no fucking plant. But I did love that plant. It wasn't right. A.I. Har, that's my girl right there. What's going on? She's a go-getter, too. Good to see me some you. Yes. Wait, that's A.L. Yes. Yeah, what's going on, Ma? Good to see me some you. So, yeah. So, that's what we're talking about tonight. The things that you take with you and the things that you leave behind. Now, let's talk about that. At your job, what are some of the things that you would be willing to leave behind? What are some of the things that you say, I don't care about that? Or maybe there's some things that you would tell your coworkers, like, yo, you can have that. And you can have that, and you can have that. One of my coworkers was leaving the job, and she was like, listen, come in my office. You can have whatever's in here. I was like, anything? She was like, yeah. She was like, I got all my stuff. Anything in here that you want, go ahead and take it. So, you know, shit like printer and all kinds of shit. And she was like, yo, you go ahead and take it. All right, cool. So it's funny how some people will leave a job and be like, nah, I ain't taking all that shit home. You know what I mean? I'm leaving that stuff, and I'm leaving all the memories here. I'm out of here. Well, be like that sometimes. So how is it for you? What do you leave behind? Do you leave anything behind? You know, you may be the type that feels like, nah, I shouldn't. The job already rich. They ain't going to be taken from me. I'm not leaving them nothing. So they get another comma on their bottom line digit. No. No more decimal points for you. No. What might you leave behind at a job? Shoot. Some of us won't even leave our hard feelings behind. You know how, like, when you leave a job, sometimes you be mad at a job even if you left voluntarily. You might be mad at the job because they didn't pay you what you asked for, and so another job gave you what you asked for, but you feel some kind of way because you didn't want to start all over. You wanted this job to take care of you. Job security, you know what I mean, looking out for those who have looked out for them. And then you realize it's all business. It's all business, never personal, even though it feels very personal. So you may not even be able to leave your bad thoughts at home. By the way, I need y'all to hit that like button, hit that like button, hit that like button, and make sure that you share the show. Make sure that all your networks will go in a show that we are here and show them that you're looking at the show right now, dear. And if you haven't subscribed to the channel, make sure that you subscribe to the channel. You warm things up like a bunch of flannel, and everything is going to be all right. It's going to be okay. We do this thing alike every day. It's the Daily Go Get Up Show. Oh, Daily Go Get Up Show. Oh, Daily Go Get Up Show. And we're here. You know we stand shit up every day. Stand clear. Emily says, well, I was going to say what O said, dead plant. I raised them shits. I raised them, baby. I raised them. Oncho Jones says, it was a bad feeling when I realized I was only a number on a spreadsheet. I had friends get kicked out and replaced. People felt safe talking about them when they left. Wow. Oncho Jones says, I thought the office was a family. Shit. I'm glad you got back past that. That shit, corporate America is straight cutthroat. That shit is nasty. Straight cutthroat. At least on a blue collar operation side, you expect motherfuckers to be ratchet and stupid and jealous and petty. For some reason, people don't expect office personnel to be that way when they're worse. They're worse. Emily says, not always on sale. It's best to make your money and go home. Can't be mad at you for that, Emily. I'm taking my dignity. We'll never leave it or lose it. I'm just saying. All right. Keisha Bruton says, they can have everything in my locker. When I'm out, I'm out. Okay. Well, you know, some people have stuff in their locker. You know, Some people have stuff in their locker that would incriminate them. Just keeping it a buck. Some people have stuff in their locker that would incriminate them. That would incriminate them bad. So they need to get that shit out of there. And other people just have certain personal things in their locker. They may have a poster in there or some pictures in there. Some people have pictures in their locker. You know what I mean? There might be some personal issues. I mean, you might have some tampons in there, something like that, if you're a woman. Like, you know. You might have some condoms in there if you're a dude. Like, what? Why do you have condoms in your locker here? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I thought something was going on with... Okay, anyway. All right, Keisha. Okay, wait. Emily says, I'll probably take their staples, tablets, pens, or whatever fit in my bag if they were unfair to me. I understand. But in any situation, you have to decide what would you do upon your entrance and what would you do upon your exit. You know when you start a job, but you don't always know when you're going to stop a job or end a job or be terminated from a job or downsized or laid off or whatever. And all of these things add up to the same shit. Unemployed. So, okay. All right. So let's move on. Let's go to the little. Let's say, all right, let's go to your crib. A lot of people move. You know, we all have a friend that can't keep a phone number. That every time you turn around, they got a new number. Every time you turn around, they got a new number. Every time you turn around, got a new number. Three numbers in 1 year, 2 years, same year, three, four times this year. Yo, always changing their numbers, always running for somebody, always going on underground, make sure they look different, make the sound different. You got to catch me if you can. And yo, I just got my number changed. Put this brand new number in your phone, man. You be tired of that shit. I'ma wait to the third one. As a matter of fact, I'ma just wait until you call me. Fuck that shit, son. Yo. But yeah, some people move from place to place. Some people can't pay the rent. Honestly. Some people can't keep up with a rent payment. And so when the lease is up and what, they may start off good paying right for the first 90 days, maybe 180 days, and then they start falling off. They start falling behind. They start doing partial payments and stuff like that, and eventually they have to move. So when you move, think about the times that you have moved to different places in your life. How much stuff did you accumulate? How much stuff did you pick up along the way? Did you furnish your home a lot? Do you have a lot of electronics? Do you have trinkets and collectibles and stuff like that? How much space do you have in your home? Some people have a lot of space in their homes because they don't have shit. You know what I mean? So they have a little echo in the crib. Is that you? When you move to another place, are you the type to put your stuff in storage and be paying storage fees for a long time? Or are you the type that gets rid of your stuff? Some people move from place to place and be like, all right, you can have this. Now, I'm not taking this refrigerator with me. And I'm not taking this bedroom set either. So you can have that, or I'll sell it to you for cheap. You said you like the joint, right? All right, I got a deal for you. Or maybe you sell things online at flea markets. Maybe you just give it away. But when you move from place to place, do you take out all your shit? Do you make sure that you get your full rent deposit? Your two month security. Is that how you do? Or is it a situation where my last place, I ain't really had no furniture. I was getting ready to get a new living room set, but I had to move before I got it, so I'll get it when I move into this joint. Like, that's why I had shit. But there still may be things that you're going to take with you. There still may be things that are important to you. It might be something your grandmama gave you before she passed. And you making sure
that you take it with you everywhere you go. So any place you go, this thing goes or these things go. Just like what I was talking about earlier with the personal security blankets and pillows and teddy bears and all kinds of shit. You know, people have what they have and they need what they need. You know what I mean? It could be a picture. It could be a picture of somebody in your family that's not around anymore. And that picture is an inspiration to you. It could be a picture that somebody gave you. It could be a picture that you took yourself. What's going on, T? Carrie Wright is down here tonight. It's when I'm really glad to have you and Masai. Oh, glad for coming on out. Thanks for coming on out. Good to see you, no doubt. Thanks for liking the show. Thanks for sharing the show. Thanks for subscribing to the channel. Thanks for being down with us. So, yeah. How many times have you moved? Think about how many times you've moved. I've only moved twice in my life. Twice. I mean, if you count college, and, you know, being up in the dorms and apartments and stuff like that, I don't count it. You know what I mean? I don't count that because that's only a place that I moved for a specific time, for a specific purpose. But what about you? Like, how many times have you moved? Some people have moved double-digit times, which I won't be mad at them because you have to find a place that's good for you and your spirit, some place that will be good for you, some place that will be beneficial for you, some place where your aura can expand and open up and thrive, some place where you're going to be in a good space, baby, good space, baby. So what do you make sure that you take to every place that you have ever moved to? It could be a chair. It could be a picture. Shit. Well, some people it might be the medicine cabinet. Like, yo, I got this medicine cabinet. It got mirrors on it. It got the lights above it. I take my medicine cabinet everywhere I go. So when I go to a new crib, I take those, make them take that old medicine cabinet out, and I put mine in. People do this kind of shit. It might sound crazy to some of y'all, but it happens. But the bottom line is, and the bottom question line is, what do you take with you guaranteed whenever you go somewhere or whenever you leave somewhere that you're not coming back to? What is it? Or could it be? Cherry says, my space looked like a skating rink. Pictures on the walls and a big fish tank. Okay. All right. Well, that is what that is. You know, pictures on the walls and a big fish tank. Okay. But yeah, you know, there are definitely things that you take with you everywhere you go. But what are some of the crazy things that you leave on? Now, is it about the material things? Like, you know, you might make sure that you take everything with you that is expensive. Jewelry, some furniture. There may be some other kind of trinkets that really cost a lot of money. Pictures, things that you had custom made. You like, no, every house I go into, it has to have this. Because this is my shit right here, you know. So what are the things that you might leave behind, though? Are there any things that you've consistently left behind that comes to mind? You know, sheets. Maybe you leave behind sheets. Or maybe you make sure that you take all your linen with you. Like, yo, I'm taking that linen. But maybe you might leave shower curtains. Some people take their own shower curtain with them wherever they go. Like, this is my shower curtain. I'm not leaving this. It could have your initials on it or something like that. Maybe you had a maid. You know, that kind of stuff. That's something to think about. What are the things that you will make sure you'll make sure that you take with you, or that you don't take with you at all, and you just leave it wherever you go? Some people do it with furniture. They do. Some people don't take their furniture with wherever they move to. They just leave it, like, or they sell it to people, or give it away. Tell people they can have it. Like, look, you want this love seat? It's a good love seat. I just can't take it with me. Or you don't want to take it with you. Maybe every time you move to a new place, it's like a fresh start, and you don't want any of the other stuff that's carrying those other spirits with them. So you say nope. Leaving it here. You can have it. Here. All yours. You can have it. Something to think about. It's definitely something to think about. Hold on. Okay. When it comes to moving into a new home, it's a very emotional purchase, whether you're renting or whether you are buying it. It's where you live is personal. So there may be things that are personal to you that you want to make sure happen or are available to you, accessible to you everywhere you move. Maybe you feel like those things have good spirit. It could be a Buddha statue. Like, I'm not leaving behind my Buddha. Leaving behind my Buddha. Rub the belly of the Buddha. I ain't leaving my booty behind. I ain't leaving my Buddha behind. Buddha, 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 give me up the Buddha. Buddha, 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 pick up the Buddha. Buddha, 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 pick up the Buddha. I ain't moving nowhere but I. But Buddha, 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 Buddha. All right, let me stop. Let me chill. Let me chill. Oso Jones says they always had yard sales when people moved to different military bases. I was going to ask about that because people give away stuff. People sell stuff, but now you have eBay, Facebook Marketplace. You always had Craigslist, OfferUp. There are plenty of places where you can buy stuff and sell stuff, and you might utilize those things. Black people aren't known to sell all of their shit. We'll sell some shit, but garage sales are not usually a black thing where I'm from. We don't have that. Just speaking from my personal experience, in this city, I've never known anybody that had a garage sale. Part of the reason is a lot of our houses don't have garages. But you don't have to have a garage to have a garage. People call it a garage sale, and they'll be selling it right on their front lawn, back lawn, whatever. But you can get some good stuff at a garage sale because there's normally stuff there that has been there for a while that they're just trying to get rid of, because it has lost its value in some kind of way, but it may still be valuable. But they know they're not going to get the money selling it to a company as they would if they sold it to one of their friends who was willing to buy it on the cheap. Laptops, old phones, tablets, you know, those type of internet or computer equipment, whatever. You may make sure that you take it with you everywhere you go. You may be like, nah, not taking all that kind of stuff. That stuff didn't work the way I needed it to work anyway. It's extreme. With the price that cell phones cost these days, you wouldn't think that anybody would ever leave a cell phone behind, but they will. And they have, and they are. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. Word up. Daily Go Get a Mission Show. The things that you take with you and the things that you leave behind. Things that you take with you and the things that you leave behind. Okay. Okay. Wait a minute. I saw Joe says my first living room set was at a yard sale. Yeah. Now, students from out of town stay on campus or get their own place until they graduate from, you know, undergrad or grad school, PhD or whatever. But they may live too far to take their stuff with them. That's how I got a brand new waterbed, no money, straight free, with an extra mattress, straight free. But it happens. It happens. People start giving away stuff. Because they figure, listen, I don't have time to be selling it. And I don't have time to be even going through all that. So I just give it away. I can't take it with me. I'm going back home to Kansas City. It's a long drive. It's a long drive. And I don't have enough room for all that other shit. So I ain't taking it. I ain't taking it. Miss Independent, thanks for coming through. Appreciate me some you. What we're talking about is the things that you take with you and the things that you leave behind. So right now, we're talking about when you move from house to house. And, whenever you move to another place, what are some of the things that you take with you? What are some of the things that you don't mind leaving behind? Giving away, selling, whatever. Whatever the case may be, you're not taking it with you. That's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, so let's get it popping. All right. Relationships. When you leave a relationship, what are some of the things that you definitely make sure that you take with you when you leave a relationship? What are some of the things that you make sure that you don't leave behind in a relationship? Now, metaphorically, we could say your dignity, your pride, your love. I'm taking all of these things with me. But you may also be the type to say that you have given away all of those things and you leave them. Maybe you got in such a bad, abusive, crazy, sad relationship before that you felt like you didn't take anything with you when you left. You know, I know that some of y'all have heard some of y'all friends or somebody that you know talk like that. Like, this last relationship took everything out of me. It took everything out of me and it took everything away from me. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt like somebody took everything that you had in a relationship? They just left you high and dry. Especially emotionally. They just leave you out there stuck like Chuck emotionally. Like, you took my heart with you. You took my soul. You took my dignity. You took my ability to believe in myself. You took everything from me. I didn't get a chance to take nothing with me when I left that relationship. Sometimes it be like that. But that's what I want to know. Is it like that for y'all? Has it ever been that way for y'all? Is it like that currently? You know? Have you ever lived with somebody before and you either had to put them out with the quickness or leave them and go find another place of your own? What would you make sure that no matter what, even if you were on the run, you would make sure that you came back and got that one thing from that house or that apartment or whatever. Like, y'all ain't taking this shit. Things like your grandmother's ashes or your mom's or your daddy's remains. You know? You may feel like, nah, I gotta have that. I need that. Nobody would know what to do with it in the first place. So you're making sure that you take it home with you to your next home, even if you're in transition. Like, even if I go to a shelter, this is coming with me. Some of y'all probably try to get slick and say, my kids. Make sure that I take my kids everywhere. Well, that's not what I'm talking about. But interestingly enough, if you say that you take your kids wherever you move, that doesn't make you like everybody else. It makes you a lot like a lot of people, but it doesn't make you like everyone else, because some people do not take their kids with them everywhere they move. Everyone doesn't do that. It sounds crazy when you hear that not everybody does that, but it's the truth. It's just 100% true. Not everybody takes all of their stuff when they leave a relationship. Like, I left my heart in San Francisco. Whatever. What do you make sure that when you leave a relationship that you take with you? Sometimes people who love each other or used to love each other, they buy each other things. Are you the type to take back some of the stuff that you have given somebody else? Like, no, this stuff was only for when we was together and if we were together. It's not for you to be given to the next woman that you're dealing with or the next man that you're dealing with. Nope, I'm taking it. It was mine anyway. And y'all know how it is when somebody really likes something that you've given them or something that you let them borrow. And you may have known what it's like for a situation to go from you borrowed it to you took it to you owed it to me. Y'all know how this game go. It happens. It happens. But you may move out of somebody's crib abruptly, or you may even leave your crib. Like, man, fuck it. When the landlord find out that I left, I'll just deal with him later. But I had to get out of that house. I had to get out of the house. What do you make sure that you take with you? What will you make sure that you take with you to every crib that you live in? Do you put your stuff in storage? Even in a relationship, do you put your feelings in storage or the material thing? You know, we have to really decide sometimes what's most important for us in a pinch. Or even if it's not a pinch, if it's just a situation where you and somebody else are not dealing with each other anymore. Do you value how much things cost? Do you value how much things cost or how things make you feel? You know, is there a better spiritual base to the things that you value? Or is it just like, yo, this thing costs too much money for me to just be letting somebody take with them if I'm not there or whatever? Too much money. So where is your value system? Is it the money? Is it the material thing? Or is it that when you leave a relationship, you just want to make sure that you escape with your sanity, man? Your sanity. Your sanity. It's reasonable to feel that way. There are people who are with people or were with people where they feel like they just took everything with them when the relationship ended and you just didn't get anything. That's a tough situation. It's a situation that happens way too often, if not often enough. So think about it. If you haven't thought about it thus far, Think about it. 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 Hold on. Hold on. Axel Jones says, okay. Sherry says, I put my stuff in the storage before, and I lost it because I got behind on the bill. Every time you say it, I cringe. It wasn't even that much stuff. I should have asked somebody, could I put it in a basement? I understand. I really do. And it is a fucked up situation. Great Bear 33. Thanks for coming on through, Great Bear. Appreciate it. I appreciate me some you. Yes, I do. We getting ready to get on the body here, y'all. We about to get on the body here, but you know, just wanted to drop a couple of jewels on y'all tonight. We will be back tomorrow. We will be back tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Make sure that y'all hair is sharp. And even if I'm late, we going to start. It's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. We do this shit like every day is the daily go get 'em. It's the daily go. The daily go get 'em. Is 'em. Oh, yeah, Great Bear. Yeah, Great Bear, says Henry in the house. Yeah, we go all the way back since the 82. Since the 1982, without a doubt. Yeah, yeah, thanks for coming out. I appreciate me some you for real. After all these years, yeah, we still chill. And it'll be like that till the end. I'm glad you came through and support, my friend. Yeah. Cherry says, I was too prideful to ask for help. Damn, Naruto says, I lost my high school diploma in storage. That is a hurting thing. See, stuff like that. I mean, it's a once in a lifetime type of thing. Even if you get a duplicated, or if you could get a duplicate copy of your high school diploma, you remember that when you actually graduated, when they put it in your hand, like, yo, we did it. We're going to wait till the rest of your life and all of that, man. It's a good look. So, yeah, that storage shit. We used to buy storage lockers. We used to buy them. It's a come up. Be good shit in there. And just like y'all, some people couldn't pay the bill. They sell you the whole locker. You don't even get to see what's in that bitch. You just see the size of the locker. They'll explain to you some of the contents that are in there. You go to the auction. Win that auction for that lot. You go in there, you're like, damn, they got all kinds of shit in here. And it's yours. You bust the lock off of that joint, put your lock on there, make sure that you don't fall behind on the bill. So then they put another lock on there that you don't have the key to. Great Bear 33 says, That would kill me, as my high school doesn't exist anymore. Yeah, it's just real. And love you for real. Love you for real. Annette Long is in the house. The family meeting. Damn, Narcissus says, the last I heard, the high school was demolished. Damn. But those are the things that we have to deal with now. This is the era that we live in. Your high school may not be there anymore. And that says Annette and Lisa Long are watching. Annette and Lisa Long? My girl Lisa Long? You know what I'm saying? It's the Long girls all up in the crib. Yo, Lisa, did you move to Florida? I know you was talking about. I think you did. If you did, good luck down there. I hope you're safe. I mean, I know you know how to take care of yourself. That's not even a question, but you know, just be careful. You know what I mean? This era that we're living in right now, you can barely tell anybody to be too careful. Shit, it's crazy. I was riding by one of the beer delis, and it was you know out in front of the deli, it'd be a bunch of derelicts out there smoking weed, cigarettes, and going in and out of the store buying beer. And I was saying to myself, man, see, these motherfuckers here won't even catch the COVID. But let your bum ass be right there, safe and sound in your own home. And you got this shit. You get this shit. Street folks do not be getting this shit, it seems like. But y'all office folks, all right, at least you ain't leave yet. That's what's up. Dawa out. I mean, no, good luck to you. Don't get me wrong. Absolutely good luck to you. Without a diggy doubt. By the way, man, I hope y'all all had a good Thanksgiving. You know, I forgot to mention that earlier. I hope y'all all had a good Thanksgiving, a special one. Hope y'all spent time with family, and I hope that everybody was safe and that y'all played safe and sound, you know, played the good way. Well, I don't need no more hurt. Great Bear says that old English makes them immune. Woo! You know, I don't even think they be getting the OE. It must be that fucking Steel Reserve 22. 211, I'm sorry. That Steel Reserve. The garbage. Yeah, something. Said it makes them immune. Let me find out that you can beat COVID with excessive alcohol consumption and being outdoors. Piss it drunk. All day, every day. Like, I might be an alcoholic, but I ain't got COVID. Might be an alcoholic, but I ain't got COVID. Might be alcoholic, but I ain't got COVID. I ain't got COVID, and I ain't sick of it. Might be alcoholic, but I ain't got COVID. Might be alcoholic, I ain't got COVID. Might be an alcoholic, but I ain't got the COVID. I ain't living with the shit, dying with the shit. No ventilator, no oxygen. I don't play that shit. Yeah, I ain't got COVID, yo, pull it up. I ain't got COVID, yo, pull it up. I ain't got COVID. I'm drunk as a skunk, but I ain't got COVID. But I ain't got COVID. Great Bear says, all the same shit with new labels. Man, true indeed. True indeed. No, I said something some four loco. Oh, Lord. Oh, man. Hold on. Wait a minute. We're not going. That's what we're not going to do. Y'all not going to be coming up here talking about all this alcohol. Some of y'all still hungover from last. Be quiet. Judge, speak. Listen. Some of y'all still hungover from last night. And that buzz ain't even going to go away until tomorrow afternoon. No, not tomorrow. Yet tomorrow afternoon. Not till tomorrow. Yet tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow afternoon. Be careful, man. Stay woke. As in, sleep by the wheel. Are you drunk driving with your bum ass? Hey, yo. Yo. All right, let's do these birthday shout outs and then let's route. Let's get on up out of here, y'all. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. what's my cat's name? My cat's name is Crystal. I'm looking around like, nah, you ain't see Chrissy. Chrissy over there on the chair. Crystal. Crystal. Some people were born on this glorious November 27th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them. Make them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-T-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-T-E-C-I-A-L. They are number one out the box, Perez Joshua, turning 25 years old today, and Tiffany Rouse. Happy birthday to you, Tiffany. And Nikki Butler, turning 52 years old today, and Khalifa. And Diamond, happy birthday to you. And Arielis Garcia, happy birthday to you. And Rachel Akosua George, turning 31 years old today. And Maidenard Alexandra, turning 32 years old today. And Anthony Jeffries, turning 33 years old today. And Regina Thompson, happy birthday to you, Regina. And my girl, go get her, Nicole Nikki Smith. Happy birthday to you, Nicole. My girl from the NY, you know what I mean? Super light-skinned Jennifer Craig. Hennifer, happy birthday to you, Jennifer. And my girl, go get her, you know what I mean? Definitely good people. Leslie E. Hicks Gorham, happy birthday to you, Leslie. And also, last but not least, my man, Legend Noel. My man, Legend Noel. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious November 27th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, the rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. Anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, yo. Listen, man, things that you take with you are probably things of a sentimental nature, things of a personal nature, things of a private nature, things of a life-sustaining nature. And it's not for everybody to understand, because at the end of the day, it doesn't even matter whether somebody judges you about that, somebody cares about that, somebody stresses to you whether it's important or not. You know what's important to you by what you've done, what you are, how you feel, how you do, and the things that you know that you're going to need in order to feel good about whatever situation that you are placed on going forward. So, the things that you leave behind don't necessarily mean that you don't care or value them. It may just mean that you are unable to take them with you when you left. But if you continuously leave the same things behind, well, that may be sending a certain kind of message and making sure that people see this thing. And it may also let people know where they can be predatory with you or not. Oh, but the things you take with you can also show people that. Nah, man. Listen, man, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Appreciate y'all coming through. We will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. I see you then. Thanks for coming through, man. So this is what we're going to do. Blog Talk, got to get you out of here. I get back.